This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. All right, everybody, mark your calendars. October 19th, 2017, the day astronomers caught sight of our first ever visitor from outside our solar system. Okay, fine, it wasn't an alien spacecraft, but it was still interstellar, a piece of space rock speeding through our cosmic neighborhood like a stranger through town. And unlike our own meteorites, we won't be seeing this one ever again. How do we know this object came from beyond our solar system? And what did we learn from it while it was here, fleetingly here? Joining me to break down the interstellar visit with me is our space rock expert, Meenakshi Woodwa, is director of the Center for Meteorite Studies at Arizona State University. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira. Glad to be here.
So we had a visitor come to our cosmic neighborhood. How do we know it was a visitor, not just one of our own meteorites?
Well, we believe that it came from outside our solar system based mainly on its speed and its trajectory, but mainly on the trajectory. So it has a hyperbolic orbit, which seems to suggest that it came from another star system altogether.
Hyperbolic means what?
Well, so, you know, when you think of all the planets and asteroids and comets that formed, you know, within our own solar system, they all have these elliptical orbits that are closed loops, which means that these objects are gravitationally bound to the sun. But when you have a hyperbolic object, when you've got an object that's got a hyperbolic object, it doesn't, the orbit doesn't close in on itself and basically indicates that the object is not gravitationally bound to the sun. So it had to be coming from somewhere else, from outside of our solar system.
So would I be correct in saying if you didn't see it, you missed it, it's gone, it's not here?
Exactly, exactly. It's actually booking its way outside, you know, outside our solar system just as we speak.
Huh, do we know where it came from?
Well, so when it was observed, based on its trajectory, it seemed to be coming from the direction of the star Vega, which is in the constellation Lyra. But that's an apparent sort of direction that it came from, but it may not have originated there, basically. We don't, you know, ultimately, we really don't know where it originated and how long it's been traversing interstellar space.
So is this the first object of any size to come into our solar system from outside?
Yeah. Well, so the interesting thing that this is the first macro object. So we know that there's actually interstellar dust that, you know, makes its way into our own solar system. And we've actually captured that. You know, spacecraft like Stardust have captured interstellar dust. And there's actually interstellar dust in meteorites, too. But this is the first object that's, you know, a macro in size. If you can actually estimate that it was about maybe, I think, 160 meters in diameter is what's estimated at the current time.
Were we able to tell what it was made out of and see if it was different from the stuff we have here?
Well, so that's another really great question. And I think there have actually been some optical studies. So they've looked at the spectrum of this particular object very briefly, and it looks very similar to some objects in our own solar system, some Kuiper belt objects, for example. It has a reddish color to it. But, you know, that information is very, very limited. And, you know, I would love to have a sample of it in my laboratory, of course, but that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, how do you know there isn't one on Earth somewhere?
Another really good question, of course. We have lots of meteorites in our collections, and we know what they're made of. An interstellar rock, now what would that look like? That's a really great thought exercise, but we know that we have interstellar grains in meteorites, and we can actually differentiate them from other just solar system matter based on their chemical signatures. And so, you know, my assumption is that we would be able to tell based on the chemical signatures, you know, if we had a rock that was so different from everything else that we had in our collections, we'd know it. And we haven't actually seen a whole rock with a distinct composition like that.
Hmm. So, well, you're a meteorite collector, right? You like
exactly.
Well, how excited would you be to find a rock?
I would live for that day, you know, if we had an interstellar meteorite to study in our laboratory. That would be amazing.
Yeah, what are the odds you think that another one will come by in our lifetime?
Actually, it's surprising that we haven't seen more of these types of objects because, you know, we think that the probability of objects being ejected from other solar systems is actually quite high, just like, you know, we believe that from our own solar system there's you know, asteroids and cometary objects being ejected from our own solar system, particularly, you know, during the initial phases of solar system formation when the giant planets were forming. Interaction of the gravity of these giant planets with some of these objects basically did throw out a lot of the material out into interstellar space. So I would have expected to have seen these types of objects more often, actually, and probably we will in the future. It is my hope that we will.
I mean, when you think about it, that's where our whole solar system must have come from, someplace else too, right?
Well, sure. I mean, we originally were formed from a cloud of gas and dust, and the dust obviously was formed around other stars somewhere, and we're an aggregate of all that material, and wow. As are other star systems around us. They're aggregates of all kinds of interstellar dust that then, you know, and gas that formed then the planets, and so the processes, clearly it's similar processes, but, you know, we know from spectroscopic observations of other stars that, in fact, there's quite a lot of variability in the chemical compositions of different stars, and so, you know, when you think about rocks being formed in different solar systems, they may or may not have the same kind of composition that we, you know, have for rocks in our own solar system, for meteorites in our own solar system.
Well, this is exciting. Last week we learned about all this gold coming from the collision of neutron stars.
Now wasn't that exciting?
Now, hearing about the rock coming through our solar system, it's a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. This has been a bonanza for planetary scientists and astronomers these last couple of months.
Well, Dr. Wadhwa, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Meenakshi Wadhwa is director of the Center for Meteorite Studies at Arizona State University in Tempe.